Okay, everybody, hello. Okay, just a couple of words of introduction before we begin. Okay, with the limud of the Zman of Inyanei Erevin, we'll be starting at 1 o'clock. If there's a conflict with some other shiurim that you want to attend more and there's a request to do at 1:15, I'd be willing to start at 1:15 as well. So you let me know. But right now we're starting at 1 o'clock. And whenever we end, we end. I can't say exactly. We'll try to do, you know, there's a packet every day. You'll get, every day they'll be on the desk, there's a Shem, today's packet, and there's the following shiur's, tomorrow's packet. So you can look inside, you can prepare whatever you like. And it'll be on the table here in the morning, there's a Shem. I'm not sure exactly when we're going to end. Hopefully, the end of June, we'll maybe a little bit more, we'll see. But hopefully, you'll get a good grasp of Inyanei Erevin that are relevant Lamaisa with the background. And it's important to come on a regular basis because everything builds on, not everything, but a lot of things build on the. The previous shiur and previous shiurim, so you have to see the whole picture. Okay, so well, the shiur is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, and that's the story. Okay, our minhag is we always begin with the niggun and then we go right into the learning.
Amen, 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 amen.
That there are four Rishuyos for Shabbos. There are four different Makomos on the globe that have different halachas regarding Hilchos Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabin, Carmelis, and Mokum Ptur. So Rishus HaYachid is a Rishus that we'll have to let to the shears here to define what exactly Rishus HaYachid is. It's some type of walled area. We'll see exactly what the details are. And as we know, Rishus HaYachid, you can go and carry. And it's a Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaRabin is, we'll define it in greater detail in the future, but it's something that's Hezayin Amma. It's a public thoroughfare that's at least Hezayin Amma wide, and is a machlokus whether you need 600,000 people to be somewhere in the vicinity or not. And that's Rishus HaRabim, and of course you can't walk Dalat Amos in Rishus HaRabim, you can't carry from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, etc. Then Carmelis is something that doesn't fit the criteria of Rishus HaYochid, but it doesn't fit the criteria of Rishus HaRabim either. For example, your bungalow, your camp, your summer camp. So your summer camp doesn't have walls around the campus, so it's not Rishus HaYochid, but the roads there are not Zayin Amma wide, so it's not Rishus HaRabim, and especially if you hold that Rishus HaRabim also requires 600,000 people, so the camps usually don't have that amount, even in the vicinity. So it's not Rishus HaYochid and not Rishus HaRabim, so it's a Carmelis. So a Carmelis, we assume, is we treat like a Rishus HaRabim b'drabon. B'drabon we treat as a Carmelis like a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore we don't carry Dalat Amos in a Carmelis, and we don't carry from a Rishus HaYochid. Your bunk in your camp, you can't carry from the bunk outside into the lawn, right if the Erev is down, because that's carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis. But a Carmelis is only a Drabonon category. You understand? On Midaraisa, there are only three Rishuyos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, and Mokum Ptur. And Mokum Ptur is an area, we'll have to define exactly what, but an area that you can carry in, because it's Mokum Ptur, but it's not a Rishus HaYochid. If you throw from the Rishus HaRabim into the Mokum Ptur, you're also potter. So you get all the benefits. You get to carry, well, just like you get to carry in the Rishus HaYochid, but as the Rishus HaYochid has the Chumrah, that if you throw into the Rishus HaYochid from the Rishus HaRabim, you chayiv the skila. If you throw from a Rishus HaRabim into the Mokum Ptur, you are you're not chayiv anything. So we'll see, as the Farshim point out, that on a Daraisa level, a Carmelis is a Mokum Ptur. In other words, on a Daraisa level, you have a Carmelis, you have your camp in the mountains. So that does, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So Midaraisa, it's a Carmelis that you can carry there on the Daraisa level, even without and Midrabanan, they said no, that since it looks like a Rishus HaRabim, doesn't have mechitzas, so Midrabanan they asked it. And certain Mokum Ptur's remain Mokum Ptur's, and we'll discuss in a future shiurim what exactly a Mokum Ptur is. But the beginning of the Shiurim is to understand the Hagdara of a Rishus HaYochid. What is a Rishus HaYochid? So, the Rambam writes in Perek Yudalet, Arba Rishuyos Mashalot, page 2. So he goes through the four Rishuyos, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis, Mokum Ptur. Okay. So we'll skip. He says, what's a Rishus HaRabim? And he tells you. Midbaras, Hayaris, Chavakim, Drakim, Flawash, and Lahem. That requires a whole shear in its own right to understand that line. Muvachi, Rokav, Haderach, Tazayin, Amma. The Loyal of Tikra. And it has to be Tezayin Amma. It's not Tezayin Amma, around 32 feet or so. It's not Rosh Hasharabim. That's when Rav Soloveitcher came many years ago, before my time, to Kiyam Marasha. He was there for one day in Kiyam Marasha, and they asked him, can we put up an Erev? So his response was that it's not Tezayin Amma. The road is not, right? The road over there is not Tezayin Amma, so it's not a Rosh Hasharabim. So hence the Erev. Ezehu Rosh Hayakid. Tel Shagavo Asar Tfachim. The rock of our bar, tfachim al bar tfachim. Well, yes, okay. Hey, charutz shu amok asar rock of our bar, oh yes, okay. Hey, mokum shu mukof arbat mechitzas. Gobam asar b'neim al bar la bar, oh yes, okay. So the Rambam's shita, and we'll see, it's not the shita that accepted by all Rishonim, that the definition of Rishus Hayakid is an area that is four tfachim by four tfachim. That's the area. And it's surrounded by four mechitzos. And the mechitzos have to be 10 tfachim high. Whatever 10 tfachim high, somewhere between 36, 40, 42, depending upon which sheet is you hold by. And it has to have four mechitzos. That's, we'll see, the unique part of the Rambam sheet. Everyone agrees that the mokum has to be Mukaf Dalit Fakim by Dalit Fakim. That's Kuli Amalok Lidi. That's the minimum. Right. Like this room is a Rishus Hayakid, even though it's more than 4 Fakim by 4 Fakim. Right. 4 Fakim by 4 Fakim is the minimum. But your comment is a very important one. Because just like there's a halakha of a minimum, the question is there a din of a maximum also? And that's a whole separate packet. And maybe that's tomorrow's package. That was, what if I would build walls around the whole United States? Right? Around the coast. The whole, you know, United States. And, you know, would that make the whole United States into a Rishus Hayakid or not? So what's the balance? How far can you extend a Rishus Hayakid provided that has the mechitzis? And this is very relevant for... Okay, so we're not going to do that for the whole United States, but there are... What?
Manhattan,
right, Manhattan. That's where Manhattan comes in, right? Because another places, other boroughs, other important boroughs might have mechitzas or might not have mechitzas, but there has to be a discussion of what's the limit. You know, okay, this room, I understand, is a Rosh Hashayachit. The walls around it, and it's just... It's just the opposite. Can I put walls around a very large area or not? So that's the coming attractions. But the Rambam writes that you need mokum shu mukaf arba mechitzas. It has to be mukaf arba mechitzas.
Why doesn't he write that in the beginning? Why doesn't he write that in the beginning? It's not a separate
thing. Oh, so the Rambam writes, tel gavoa asar tfachim. Tel is a mound. If you have a mound that's 10 tfachim high, and it's and the mound is 4 by 4, tfachim, right? So that's the Rishus Hayakid. So the Pashup Shad in that halacha is that we say the concept of good asik mechitzis. That, yes. So it was make believe you have this box. So this is 10 tfachim high, and 4 lutzor it is. Maybe it's not, but so we say on top of this is the Rishus Hayakid. So the Pashup Shad is because we view these mechitzas as they go up. Good Asik Mechitzta, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that all the four mechitzas on the sides go up, and therefore this is considered Mukaf Dal Mechitzas. And or if you have a, if you dig something in the ground, right? You dig 10 fucking deep, and it's 4 by 4, it also is a Rishus Hayakid. There's a discussion in the Ramban, you can look it up, the Rav Chaim al Rambam, you can look up, it was not in this packet, but those that want to see that maybe there's this new idea of something that's mukba, sar tfachim min hakarka, even if it doesn't have mechitzas, maybe it's Rishus Hayakid. Maybe in other words, Pashup Shad, the reason why a hell is is a Rishus Hayochid is because good asik mechitzas, that the mechitzas go off. There are, you can look at the Rav Chaim and the Ramban, I think it was Shabbat Sadi Test or whatever it is, that maybe there's a new Hagdara of Rishus Hayochid, Beli Mechitzas, if it's Mugba, Hasarim, and Hatarka. But to me, it's not so Mukhak that you have to say that there is this Hagdara. It could be the Pashup Shad is that you need Mechitzas, and the tell is a din of good Asik Mechitza, and that's it.
Even though the Ramban doesn't say it.
Right. Right. In other words, you would have thought. Right. In other words, you would have thought he would have. You should have written. It. Right. In other words, it's hard to say the other way is to say that. It was, if I would have been writing this Rambam, I would have written Mokam Mukav Arba Mechitzas. Maybe I would have written. That's number one. And then the other. In other words, it's, like you said, I'm speaking about. Right. Or the, well, maybe the Mishnah would have. What? You say he's just born, right? Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there are similarities that apply to the laws of the sukkah as well. Not necessarily everything is exact, but there are similarities. Okay. So that's the. That is the Rambam Shita. Now this. This Rambam. Is written elsewhere as well in Perek Yud Zayin, Sof HaShabbat, page 8. Page 9. So the Rambam writes, Mavoi she'asheru b'kora, Havapi she'mutza l'taltel b'kulo, v'shus ha'yachad, azor v'soch l'shus ha'rabim, v'shus ha'rabim l'soch ha'potter. She'akor v'shum heker hi'asui. V'asheru b'lechi, azor v'soch l'shus ha'rabim, v'shus ha'rabim l'soch ha'chai, she'alechi ha'rei k'b'chitza b'ruch r'viv. So it means like this, that we know the first the Mishnah in Erevin is about the Mavoi. So the Mavoi, there were two types of Mavois in the time of the Gemara. What was a Mavoi? The way the houses were constructed in the time of the Mishnah was you would have like 2-3 houses in a courtyard, right? And you'd have a couple of courtyards in the same vicinity. And then the courtyards would open up into an alleyway called the Mavoi. And then the Mavoi would be opened up into the Rishus HaRabim. So there were two types of Mavois. There was a Mavoi Sosum and a Mavoi Mufulish. Mavoi Sosum means that Mavoi had three walls. And each of the Chatzeros were open. There were doors in the walls. It was like a ches. And each of the Chatzeros were opened up into the different parts of the ches. And then it would lead out into the Rishus HaRabim. That was a Mavoi Sosum. It had three mechitzas. And the Mavoi Mefulash means there were just two parallel mechitzas. So it was Mefulash, and the Chatzeros opened up there, and the discussion in the Mishnah and the Gemara is if, so to carry in the Chatzer is Rishus HaYachid. So there's no problem. The only issue is you have to make an Erev Chatzeros because different people live there. But to carry in the. So what about carrying in the Mavoi? So if it's a Mavoi Mufulash, so of course he can't carry. It's only two walls. And even if it's a Mavoi Sosum, so Lukulei Alma, even if you're going to disagree with the Rambam, the Rambam sheet again is that you need four walls to make something a Rishus HaYachid. Whereas the other Rishonim, as we'll see, hold that a Rishus HaYachid is enough three walls as a Rishus HaYachid, like a Ches. That's a Rishus HaYachid, and we'll see that inside of the Rishonim. Three walls is a Rishus HaYachid. But Kulei Alma look ligi that midrabanan, you need a tikkun beruach harvi in order to carry. And in other words, you have to have something in the ruach, in the fourth the ruach, to carry either a tzuras haPesach or a korah, you know, a beam, a cross beam, or a lechi, ten tefachim lechi on one of the openings, midrabban. But the question is, what is the din daraisa of the mavoi? Is the mavoi your shus hayakid or not? So the Rambam says like this. We said there are basically two main ways. If you have a mavoi sasun, you have three walls, and you want to carry in the mavoi and Shabbos, so you have to put something beruch revis. Right? Beruch revis has to be taken care of. So either you put a korah there, I mean, you could put a beam on top of the walls, so on top of the, so if you have, yeah, make believe that's awesome. So then you put a korah, a cross beam, on top of the, and make believe there's a closing over here. So you have a cross beam on top, and now you can carry inside the mug. Or you can put a lechi. However, there's a discussion, what's the lumdus behind the korah, and what's the lumdus behind the lechi? Is the korah, in other words, is the pshat that we view the korah as if it's a mechitza? Or it's just a heker. In other words, we just want to make sure that because we don't want it to be matter you to carry in a mavoi, because you're going to come to carry in a mavoi. The next thing is you'll come to carry in a rishus harabim. So we don't want that to happen. You put a heker there, that's enough. Or is the pshat no, that we view it as if it's a, if it's a, as if it's a mechitza. So the Rambam paskins that a korah is a heker, but a lechi is a mechitza. Obviously, we're talking about the ruach revis. It means you already have your three full walls. You have your ches already. Now you want to be mesakeing the bottom of the ches so you can carry inside. So the halacha is that once you put the lechi there or the korah there, you can carry. But does it become a rishus hayachid or not? That's the question. Because the Rambam l'shitaso holds that you need four walls for rishus hayachid. So, in other words, to carry, as we said before, to carry, I don't need to get a din of rishus hayachid. Because to carry, all I need is what? A makom. I have a makom tur, midaraisa. So midaraisa I can carry. And then midrabanan, they said you can't carry, right? If it's a makom tur with only three walls, but if you put a tikkun beruach revi, then you take care of the problem with midrabanan. So carrying to get a hetzet filtel, I don't need a shem rishus hayakid, right? But my nafkimina to get a shem rishus hayakid is if you mizore from rishus harabim inside, are you going to be chayiv chatas? Are you going to be chayiv skiva or not? Then I have to know, is it a din rishus hayakid or not? Because if it's only a din of three walls with a hetzet tiltel, that really it's a makom tur, midrabanan, it's a tarmelis, but now I have a hetzet tiltel because I put something up the ruach revius, is that the pshat why I can carry? Or is it because it's nepach the rishus hayachim? So the Rambam says, so it depends. If you put up a korah, so korah is only a heker, so memela, then what? Then you're allowed to carry, but it's not a rishus hayachid. So if you zorik from the rishus harabim l'socho, you're not going to be chayav. But if you put up a lechi, so then a lechi is mishum mechitza, and therefore not only you get a hetzet tiltul, but it's a rishus hayachid also. And if you zorik l'socho, you chayav chayav. And that's what the Rambam writes. Mavoi shechsheru b'kora. Because it's not a rishus hayachid. It's mutal talta b'sochu kirishus hayachid, but it's not a rishus hayachid. It's a makom tur, and it's a makom tur midaraisa midrabanan. It's a karmelis, and then they mount it. Aval in hechsheru b'lechi. But if you have a hechsher belechi, hazerik misochul l'shus harab misochul chayim shalechi harayim to mechitza beruach revius, and that's the Rambam l'shitoso, what he wrote in the previous halachas that we saw before, that you need dalad mechitzas for the creator of Shishayah. Menachem, you want to say something? Lachi is 10 tefachim high. And the mantra of thickness is 10 tefachim high. And.
On either side? Or?
In other words, you put the lachi on the front of here. Here's the mob, which you put it right here. So it's here, like my pen, here. Right over here. You put it in the mouth of the. You can put it any place, but you can only carry up to where it is. Okay. Now, of course, when Rambam says lechi is mechitza, that means lechi beruach revis. It doesn't mean you can just put up lechis around and then you have mechitzas. It doesn't work that way. If you have three walls and now the ruach revis is open, so now you could put it up. So that's the Rambam sheet. The Raivad disagrees. Kosev Raivad zal hamilsa kachuli tuva kainu shemutal talda bakulo alma mogo sheish lo shlosh mechitzas kalmar the kaimel and the gimel mechitzas daraisa and kainu sheru b'kora amai podna. In other words, he says no, that we pass it, and you'll look in the Gemara. I'm not going to read every single thing in the passage. You could fill in, you know, the things yourself, but there's a discussion in the Gemara where the Dalet Mechitzas is the right, the Gimel Mechitzas is the right. So the Raivad says no, Gimel Mechitzas is the right. Gimel Mechitzas is the right. What does that mean? That means it's a Rishus Hayoch. Now, Afal Pikein, so the pshat is that, in other words, so you have a fundamental difference in Havana in the first Mishnah in the Masechta. The first Mishnah in the Masechta says if you have a Mogoy Sosu, you have a Ches, you have to have a Tikun, Beruach Revi. So what's the pshat? So according to the Rambam, the pshat is that right now it's a Mokum Tur, I mean, the Rabbanon is a Carmelist, and now you need a Tikun to be Matter that. That thing, and depending upon what tikkun you do, you could. All you need is a korah. If you want a lechi, then it's like overkill, so to speak. In other words, not only you matzed it that you can carry, that it's not even made it into a shusayaki. You don't need to make it into a shusayaki. If you do, then if you zarf masoko, you have to suffer the consequences by getting killed. But. Right, but the Raivad says no. That the Mavi Sosum is always a Rishus Hayachim. The Mavi Sosum is always a Rishus Hayachim. Gimel Mechitzas is a Rishus Hayachim. Afal Pikein, Chachamim said that even though Rishus Hayachim is Gimel Mechitzas, and therefore you should be allowed to carry in it, and the Zorach Lasocho Rishus Harabim is Chayev Skila, Midrabanan, you need a Tikkun Beruach Haravis. And the tikkun beruach harevius is a lechi of korah, but it doesn't matter what you use, a lechi and a korah. Because anyway, hazorah misoko is going to be chayiv skila anyway, because you have a din of reshus hayochi.
Any reason why the rabbi did it
to make the sarah? Why did he make it?
Why did he make it like that? Around the final shayochi?
It could be because anyway, it's over there, it was. Midrabanan, and you're going to need the three mechitzas anyway, so I mean the form of the tikkun beruach revis anyway. But in the Hanami, you have a horror. Okay, so that is the Rambam and the Raivad. There are other Rishonim that both, you know, in any of these machlokesin, you're going to have other Rishonim that. Are Rais Lakanu Lakan. You take a look on page 5 on Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Rashi writes, the Gemara talks about. Mavi shein aron the shita. The Rashi says mefulash, the first arrow. A mavi mefulash. So, where does the Rambam get this from? It's this Gemara. Mavi shein aron the shita. Shachsher b'lechi azar b'sof b'chayev, shachsher b'kor azar b'sof b'potter. So basically, you're talking about a certain mavui, and it depends what you, how you makshir. If you makshir it b'lechi, hazarech l'socha chayiv, makshir b'kar, hazarech l'socha potter. That's where the Rambam, so you see, in other words, this idea that the Rambam didn't make up, the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's, that if you makshir it b'lechi, hazarech l'socha chayiv, makshir b'kar, hazarech l'socha potter. The only question is, what's the Gemara talking about? The Rashi learned the Gemara is talking about the mavui and the foolish. So Mimela means it has two parallel mechitzas. And now, you put in a third thing, so if you put in a kara, that's not a mechitza. Right? But if you put in a lechi, so now you made a third mechitza, and now a zarek l'socho is chayav. But the Rambam, one second, but the Rambam learns, the way the Mefarshim and the Rambam explain, that that mavoi she'enu roi l'shituf just means that you have a mavoi that has three walls. You just didn't make a tikkun yet for Ruach Revius, therefore you can't have a shittuf yet, and therefore then it depends on what you do with the Ruach Revius. Do you do it with lechi or do you do a kara? So in other words, so there's a fundamental machlokes here. So this one word in Rashi, you see how much, one word in Rashi, mefulash, that changes the whole thing. And Rashi learned that she'ena roi l'shituf means that it's mefulash. It's mefulash, she'ena roi l'shituf. And the Rambam learned that she'ena roi l'shituf means that you weren't misakin the Ruach Revi, but Taka had three walls. And so basically, based on the way the Rambam learned the Gemara is saying it's a fairish what he's saying. In other words, if you learn shot in the Gemara, that Mavu she'ena lo l'shituf means that it's three walls, so that's a good goof of what the Gemara is saying. Depending upon what you do to the fourth wall, we'll see whether it's the Rishus HaYachid or not. Again, the Heter Tiltul, the Avadi will get. Because the Heter Tiltul, as we said before, you don't need to have a Din Rishus HaYachid to get a Heter Tiltul. Because there are other ways of getting a Heter Tiltul. The other Gemara that's quoted in the Mefarshim discussing the Rambam Shita of Dalam and the Pizza says this Gemara on page 7 in the Erev and Sadi Aleph from Ad Aleph, where the Gemara discusses a Chatzer Shenifrista Lerushus HaRabin. If you have a Chatzer has, let's say, four walls, and one of the walls fell down. So what's the story? If you carry from the Rishus HaRabim into that chotzer, what's the difference? So one opinion says Chayiv Divrei Elazar. The Chachamim say no, Potter Mipnei Shehi Kikarmelus. Mipnei Shehi Kikarmelus. So the Rambam. So if you learn Pshat that it's talking about there were four walls, and now one wall fell down, and now there are three walls, and yet the Gemara is calling it a Carmelis. The Mishnah, in that opinion, is calling it a Carmelis. So you see that, and that's how the Mefarshim and the Rambam explain. You'll take a look at the Mefarshim and the Rambam, that three walls is a Carmelis. So if you have three walls, that's a Carmelis. And a Carmelis, we said before, is a Mokum Tur Midaraisa, Midrabanon. It's a Carmelis, and therefore it needs a tikkun Baruch Revi. So that's a fundamental machlokas. So a Rishonim, whether four walls or three walls is a, what do you need midaraisa, and it's going to be relevant in Hilchos, in various halachas in Hilchos Erevin as well. There's one other sheet in Rishonim regarding this question, whether a Gimel Mechitzas or Dal Mechitzas, and that the Ritva has on page 12 here, the Yesha Tirtzu, third column in the Ritva, the Yesha Tirtzu, the Moran Zal Sover, the La'omru Gimel Mechitzas Rishus HaYachid, El Vasuch HaKarmelis. Vasuch Rishus HaRabim Dino HaKarmelis. And Mamela, in other words, he has a compromise sheet, that it depends what So in other words, we said it's machlokas rishonim, the Rambam, the Ravid, and Rashi seemingly holds like the Ravid, and others hold like the Ravid, that you only need three mechitzas midaraisa to create a rishus hayachid. So the Ritva says, he quotes an opinion, that it depends. What is the three walls that are open to? In other words, you have three walls, and the fourth wall is non-existent. The fourth wall is non-existent. So what is it opened up to? So if it's opened up to Rishus Harabim, so then Dino Kekarmas. So then Midaraisa, it's Dino Kekarmas, which is a Muppen Tour. But if it's open to a Carmelis, so then the inside, in other words, if you have your in camp, you have three walls, a thing that has three walls, and it's opened up to the rest, to the grass of the camp, which is a Carmelis, so we would say Midaraisa, the three walls are Rishus Hayachid. But if it's opened up to Rishus Harabim, then the inside is not a Rishus Hayachid Midaraisa. So depending upon what it's a Suach L'Soko, is the question of what the enclosure of three walls would be. If it's Pasuch L'Rishus HaRabim, Dino K'Karmelis, Pasuch L'Karmelis, Dino K'Rishus HaYochid, and B'zeh, the Ritva is Miyashev, the Gemara, but that Gemara in Tzadi Dalet that calls it a Karmelis, that's because it was Pasuch L'Rishus HaRabim. So if it's Pasuch L'Rishus HaRabim, it's Dino K'Karmelis. Okay? And then you'll take a look, the tour has a discussion of this as well, different, but those are the two major things. Most poskim assume lehalacha that gimel, you know, in the achronim, most poskim assume lehalacha that all you need is gimel mechitzis already is a din rishus hayachid midaraisa. That's how it's normally assumed in the poskim, not like the Rambam. No matter what, it's Pasuach L'Soko. And Beis Yosef discusses this Machlokas on page 15, Shin Sabach Gimel Aleph. You take a look, the Beis Yosef quotes the different opinions on this matter. Taz as well discusses this distinction as well. He wants to say B'tor Kosov page 16, B'tor Kosov Tan Shehu Rishus Hayachid Gomor Min HaTorah, and he seems to say that there's a steer in the Torah. You can take a look. And the Taz explains this chiluk of Pasuch L'Rishus HaRabim versus not. Because if it's Pasuch L'Rishus HaRabim, so then the Rabbim are going to enter into the three mechitzas also, and it's going to have some type of status of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it'll have a status of a Karmelis. But if it's a place where they're not, going with Socho, so then it'll be three mechitzas will be Rishus Hayachid Gomer Min HaTorah.
That's the Svara of the Ritva.
That could be. I don't know if that's what the Ritva had in mind, but that's a Svara to be Makali between what it's what's happened. Okay, he wants to say that shot in the tour, but I don't know if you even need to say that. Because you take a look, he quotes a stira in the tour, because the tour, which way the tour held on this machlokes. Beis Yosef, the poskim, Shemana will poskim that it's Gimel Mechitzis. Yomim Kisiv Midaraisa. The Chazon Ish has an interesting discussion on page 17. That what if you have an L shape? You have an L shape. So how do you view that? Because on one hand you could say that's two mechitzas. Right? You have an L, that's two mechitzas. So you need two more, so that's two mechitzas. That should be considered two mechitzas. On the other hand you could say no. Because basically, I can make it into a triangle. In other words, what's the idea of two mechitzas versus three mechitzas? Three mechitzas is basically enclosed, and you just need one more mechitzas to fully enclose it. That's the mile of three, right? Two normally means two parallel. But what if you have, it's not two parallel, it's like an L. So, he says, and so what would be the status over there? Would we view those two mechitzas like three mechitzas? And therefore, if you put a lechi there, we would, you know, treat it as if it's kulos osim, or not. So it says, "New after the nida belachson, the lavi v'rishus hayachid beinay belachson, the chashuk yimu upanus nira daafim him ukok." He said, "He said Yosef belachson shall beruba nami him beinay v'rishus hayachid tazeh." So he says it's a possibility that you could say that that's considered like three mechitzas, because it only. In other words, even though it's like an L shape, it's as long as, and therefore you could consider that perhaps like a Rishus HaYochid, as long as it has the big enough area that you could inscribe Dalet Tfachim by Dalet Tfachim inside it.
Would this discussion be limited only to the Shitas outside of the Rambam?
I mean, the sheet is.
If the Rambam holds you need four, so you're objectively held that it doesn't matter whether you're enclosing anything, you hold you need four mechitzas.
You need four mechitzas, yeah. Okay. Okay, good. So those are. That's the first part of our discussion. Tama mechitzas three. So basically, the three sheetas in Rishonim, right? Whether you're four or three. I mean, or three, or the compromise sheet, depending upon what where it opens up into. Okay. Then we have another din called Kela Mislakim. And this is very relevant when you're building Erevin and things like that. Like this. What if you have a slope? Take a look in the Gemara of Kuf Amud Aleph on page 18. Amar Yehuda Amarav, Kela Mislake, Asara B'toch Arba, V'zorak V'nach Al Gabov, Kayim. So you have a mound. So if it's like mamish like we had before, like the mound like this, totally 90 degree angle with the ground, you know, each wall is a 90 degree angle with the ground, you know, mamish like that. So of course, this on top is a Rishus HaYochid. And if you zorak on top, Pashukat, because we say Gurasik Mechitzis. Okay? But what if it's not so good like this? It's a slope. Say you have, you're on the grass in the camp, and then there's a road next to it, but to get to the grass, it's a slope. So it could be that on the grass itself is a Rishus HaYochid, it has a Mechitza to the grass, even though there's no Mechitza. But since it's high up and there's a slope that gets to it, that's considered as if it has a mechitza. And therefore it'll be a Rishus HaYochid on top, even if it's not 90 degrees. So the question is, how much does it have to be? How much does it have to be? If it's 90 degrees, we know that's the ultimate mechitza, right? The ultimate mechitza is a 90, it makes a 90 degree with the floor. That's the ultimate mechitza. But what if it doesn't make a 90 degree with the floor? So I would have thought maybe. Well,
how about the slope? Make it like to the extend the road straight to the wall. Get rid of anything that's making the curve.
Yeah, but you're not going to hollow out the slope, flush it. I mean, no, but who says you have to? So let's say you're on the top of the mountain, right? So maybe, in other words,
the valley,
you know, or a mountain. Say we're talking about a mountain. There's no walls around the mountain. But to get up to the mountain, you had to go up a slope. So the question is, how steep does the slope have to be to be considered a mechitza milmata? And once it's a mechitza milmata, so it's a mechitza milmala as well. The din of tel hamislachim. So I would have thought 90 degrees is the ultimate. I would have said, you know, nice guy, give it up to 45 or something like that. So the Gemara tells us, what's the shear? The shear is that it's mislaket asar b'tok arba. So just for the sake of clarity, Zerach Spear and Rabbi Beckhoffer's paper, just for the sake of clarity, what the shear is that it goes up four amos. In other words, if the slope is four amos, it hits. Once you get four amos, it hits the 10 tefachim. So then that's considered a deep enough slope. There's a machlokes aposkim whether the four amos are in the hypotenuse or in the base, in the bottom here. It doesn't make so much of a difference. But as he points out over here, it's 24.62 degrees is the shear. Wow. Like getting a 24 in a bikini.
Anything less than that, like below 24 degrees would be possible.
Right, anything less than that is too flat. It's too flat.
Sometimes you have a telephone pole, like they don't go so straight.
Right.
So lefty comes off like...
so we'll talk about the lefties, right. So, but if the slope is 24.62 degrees, so that is that it's maflake for toch esetvach. It means that it slopes four amos, but if it would take longer to get to ten tvachim, then it would be a smaller angle. So it would be say 12 degrees. So it would probably take 8 amos to get to the 10 tefachim point. So in other words, so it makes the angle, it gets 4 amos to get to the 10 tefachim, that has the status of a rishus, this has the status of rishus ayakus. And therefore, meaning so on top, there's a discussion at what point is this, so let's assume Pashup Shah, the top will be the rishus hayakus. In other words, so you have a flat mound on top, and you'll have slopes on the various sides. So sometimes, if the Erev is down, you have to check that maybe you really didn't need the Erev, because maybe there was a slope there anyway, and therefore it counts as a mechitza anyway. So if you have mechitzas on the other side, and you just, you know, you needed a mechitza on the other side, so then that would be a...
What about the bottom of it? Mm-hmm. The bottom of it wouldn't be 10 tefachim.
In other words,
the valley part.
In other words, we're talking about we're standing on top,
right.
And now and there's and you're in a grass area that there's a slope to get to the.
If you're standing on the bottom, it couldn't be your shushi up because it's not 10 tefachim high.
Right. Now what's the lumdus behind this? What's the lumdus behind this? The Tosis of Chavez and Medez, page 21. It says like this. First, the Gemara. Shvile beis Gilgal, we also have Rosh Hashayach l'Shabbos, Rosh Hashayach l'Kumah. Eze Shvile beis Gilgal, Amid Rebana, Kol she'ein Eved Yochal, we tol sar, shal kitem, yoritz l'fnei Sradim. But if you have an area that an Eved, it's too steep for an Eved to just run, that's going to be a Rishus HaYachim, meaning it'll have the status of a Mechitza. So Tosis is asking, Tomer, Lami in Eved Yochal Uruf, so feel Yochal Lami, even if he can, if it's steep enough, Hela Mislakev, it should be a Mechitza. So who cares whether you can run or can't run? Yeshlomar de Be'inan Shalo Yehei Micha Tashmishte. Shalo also Ke'in Madrega. The Lord Heavy Mechitza in the dresses. Whereas what he's explaining is that the idea of the slope is that the definition of a Mechitza, you want to climb the walls. So it's not easy to climb walls. So then it's easy to walk on the ground. So in other words, we have to have a point where we say this is no longer the ground, this is a wall. So if it's 90 degrees, that's not Nika Tashmishte, because you can't climb walls. But at a certain point, we say it's too steep, and it's not Nika Tashmishte, and therefore we give it the status of a wall. And at a certain point, the angle is so low, if it's only 12 degrees, it's called Nika Tashmishte. So Mamela what? That's the word. That the shear of Chazal, that the Tela Mislake, Dala Amr, Tocha, Sarat Fakim, is the shear that we call that Lo Nicha Tashmishne. It's Lo Nicha Tashmishne. And therefore, it has a din of a Mechitza. Oh.
Like the Mechitza shear,
this is shiurim. It's part of shiurim halacha l'moshe misina. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm saying you're saying it's slow for why.
Right. So Tosus there says that if you say you would make a ke'ein madrega, and this is very relevant because we'll talk about this. It's a very important shiloh that comes up. It's time of the year. You want to sit out on your porch. So today, they're not relevant because all these communities have Erev. So today, you don't use the Erev, or it doesn't have an Erev. And you want to know whether you can sit on your porch. So a lot of porches have three mechitzas. They have the house is one mechitza, and they usually have some type of banister on both sides. Usually it's 10 tefachim. So you have three mechitzas. So, but we know that halacha is that you need a tikkun beruach ravi. You need a tikkun beruach ravi. So what's the story? So a lot of times you do have a tikkun beruach ravi because it could be a lechi there, or we'll see. But beruach ravi by a chatzer is enough to have. You need by a mavoi you have one lechi, by a chatzer you have two lechis. You need or a pass, one piece going for four tefachim out, that is enough of a tikkun beruach ravi. So if you have either of those possibilities, either two lechis on the side or a pass arba going out, that could be a tikkun beruach ravi. Even though Shulchan Aruch says the minhag is always to put it towards the pesach. But the question is, why don't we say, what about the stairs? Isn't the stairs, doesn't that make it? That's a mechitza. That's the best. That's the best tikkun for Ruach Ravi. Tell him it's lakid, right? You have to tell him it's lakid. It makes the shear of 26, right? I'm sure any staircase that is going to be in your house is going to beat the shear. But as we'll see soon, the post can point out that it's made to a madrega. In other words, it would be nice if it would be a ramp. If it would be a ramp of that step, wouldn't be stairs, and in a chanami, that would be a mechitza revius, then you'd be fine. That would be a ruach revius, and you have a tikkun ruach revius, and be fine. But it's also, like Tosa says, it's also came madrega, so then it won't be considered a good mechitza. Because the whole idea, it's not a halachon losh misinai, that this shear, it's this shear because it's lo nicha tashmishte, this shear. But if you have the slope and you made a kunz, you made steps on the slope, so then you undid the mechitza. So to walk up.
Sometimes, like, if I say there's a wheel and then there's a wheelchair ramp, so you put that over, it's like a wheelchair ramp.
Right.
So the whole point of the wheelchair ramp is to facilitate.
Good.
because the internet is going up.
Right.
So even though it's...
I think it's what's called by a person who's walking. I think that's the way that we ramps. But even that, even a ramp that's steep is going to be not easy even for a wheelchair. So it was the whole idea of this steepness, this sheer steepness, is that we say that it was steep enough, that's called, that's like climbing the wall. That's not called walking on a
rock. You know, the facilities in the getting to that place, but on that place.
Right, but it's hard to get to that place if it's too steep. Right? If you have a ramp, and it's going to be a certain...
And even though it's really 90 degrees, I just put down a ramp to make it...
Right, so... Right.
You know what I mean? Like, really, it's 90... It's
right, but you... Right, you...
But you...
Did something. So we'll see. The Chasam Sofer, we'll see in the Tshuva here, it's in the packet here, says that maybe this is Toloi and the Machlokas, whether Asur Rabbim Vavne Mechitzta or not. And maybe if you hold the low Asir Rabbim, it shouldn't make a difference. And some say it has nothing to do, because this is called the Mechitza HaNidresis. And the Mechitza HaNidresis, the whole idea of a Mechitza is that it's not Nidresis. You don't climb walls. That's what a wall is. You can't climb the wall. And that's what makes it a Mechitza, not a, just a way to walk. You don't climb walls. So the question is, at what point do we say that it loses wall and it's... And by the way, parenthetically, this is the Chazon Ish's big kula, where he permits the canvas sukkahs. The canvas sukkahs... So what's the story with canvas sukkahs? Are they pasul or pasha? Because the Ruach Matu, they flock. So Chazon Ish says, yeah, but did they ever lose the angle of the 26 degree angle? In other words, even when they're flopping, so they're not 90 degrees. Okay. But are they 12 degrees? They're also not 12 degrees. So they maintain, they always are within the angle. They're always within the angle, the proper angle, from 90 to 26. So believe me, it'll flop. It's going to be from, even if you don't tie it so well, it's going to still be from 26 to 90. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. So the canvas sukkah is a kosher, because they never get less than 26. And Rav Avadi Yosef, in Kavadat, if you take a look, he says, no, that's not true. Meaning, it's true that they don't, but he says that's not the idea of that it moves. So even though it never lost the angle, so that's called it moves. So that's the psul, moving. And moves. And Chazon Ish says no, but it's only a psul of moving because it's gonna lose the shear. And that's what they argue about. I mean that's
assuming that
Sears argues
with what is the idea of staying on Sears?
So then it would be a question, maybe up to at the point that it gets to 10 Tfachim, you know. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it could be that once you hit the 10 Tfachim point on the stairs, maybe it would also have that status.
The whole thing is like a wall, right? The whole staircase is considered
one wall. One wall, right. That's the Pashut Tzatzah. The whole thing is like a wall. Right. That is the Pashut Tzatzah. Yeah.
How about if you have just a 90 degree wall and you put a ladder on?
Whatever. Okay, that's a whole sugi in the Gemara. And then Ches, what's the source of a sula? Oh, okay. Now, there is a Gemara in Shabbos, on Zion of Days. The Gemara says it's like this. Kufa. Amrav Gigal Amarav. Chiyah Bar Yosef Amarav. Baish Ein Tocho Yud. Say you have a house that's a very small house. It doesn't even have 10 tefachim. Say it has the whole from ground to ceiling is 8 tefachim, okay? But the ceiling itself is 2 tefachim thick, right? So if I'm in the house, I only have 8 tefachim of leeway, right, from the ground to the bottom of the ceiling. But if I'm on the rooftop,
I'm 10 tefachim above the ground. So if I'm in the house, say the house is only 8 tefachim from the ground to the bottom of the ceiling. It's only 8 tefachim. Right? If I'm on the rooftop, and the thickness of the rooftop is 2 tefachim, say, so then I'm 10 tefachim above the ground. So the halacha is, Vayish ain tocho yud, the kiruya of mashlim ol yud, al gago mutar lataltel bekulo, betocho ain metaltel bo ela the dalet amos. So meaning, inside, on top of the roof, that's a rishus hayachid. That's because it's 10 tefachim above the ground, it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and it has mechitzas, so you could say good asik, and that's it. So you could carry the whole rooftop, but inside it doesn't have, it's a karmelis. Inside is a karmelis because you don't have 10 tefachim of airspace. So the mela, so inside you can only carry within dalet amos, but on top you can carry as much as you want. But then the Gemara says, but if Amar Bayim Chokav Bo Dalet Al Dalet Vishlim Al Yud Mutal Tato Bekulo. But say you dug inside the house 2 tefachim deep to make it 10, and in the area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so now you have an area inside the house that's 10 tefachim high, right? Because you dug, and it's 4 by 4. So Mela, now inside is what? Is there a Rishus HaYachid? Oh, but the question is, what about the rest of the house? What about the rest of the house? Is the rest of the house also a Rishus HaYachid or not? Oh, so there is a concept in Halakha called Chori Rishus HaYachid. And Chori Rishus HaYachid means if you have something that leads directly into the Rishus HaYachid, I'll show you the examples that are given. So that, even though it doesn't have the halakhic measurements of the Rishus HaYachid, it's a Rishus HaYachid also. I'll give you, the classic example is like this. Your house, you're on the third floor of your house, and you have a window, and outside the window there's a piece of wood coming out of the window. Now in English we call that a balcony, right? Now all our balconies today have mechitzas around the balcony, or else you have to show them all over and you violate the mitzvah makah or whatever like that. But say you just have a dot outside of the mechitza. So, and it doesn't have any mechitzas on it. You can't say good asik, you can't say, it's just one flat piece of wood coming out from the third floor. And you don't plant the, you can't just keep your sprites on it, like in the Lower East Side, the people that keep soda out on the thing to keep it cold. Right, that's under the porch there. And you keep sodas there. So is that a Rishus HaYachid? What is the status of that? So that din is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that has the status of Rishus HaYachid. Why? There's no mechitzas there. Then we say you need 4 mechitzas, 3 mechitzas, you need something. You need something. So the din is, since it's mukba, sarim min hakarka, it leads right out of the Rishus HaYachid, so it also has the din of Rishus HaYachid. And that's the din of Chore Rishus HaYachid. That's the din of Chore Rishus HaYachid. So we're showing them right that when you dig in the house, you have 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So that, in other words, so that area has 10 tefachim. So that's a Rishus HaYachid, and anything extending out has a din of Chori Rishus HaYachid. And Mimela, not only does that part that you were mchokek, dalet al dalet, have a din of Rishus HaYachid, But the rest of the house also has a din of rishus hayachid.
How do you categorize that connected to it?
So it's connected. It's connected to. It leads right out of the rishus hayachid. It's a din of rishus hayachid. Oh.
Does it have to be accessible? Let's say if you have the, just a piece of what's the key out of the house, no window.
Oh, wow, what'd you say? So Rav Schechter was Mechadish that our porches should have a din of, all our porches should have a din of Kari Rishus Hayakha. That our porches are 10 fucking above the ground. And what? And they lead right into the Rishus Hayakha. So all the porches, so you shouldn't have to care. I said before, you have a problem. We only have three mechitzas on the porches, and then we discussed maybe the fourth mechitza to be one, the stairs, but then we said no, because so Rav Schechter said, no problem. All the porches are Chari Rishus Hayachid. That's what he said.
How
long
does that
go on
the other side of the stairs? When you clear the other.
In other words, the person wants to know, can he sit on his porch on Shabbat?
What about on the opposite side of the stairs? Right, the churim can go both ways. If you're looking at it from the perspective of the house, if you look at it more clearly from the gas.
Yeah, but the gas is 10 fachim down. The gas is not on the level of your porch.
Well, I don't understand. Over here, 10, above 10 fachim, you should say it anyway. You need to be above and throw it to the office. The whole Shabbat would be. What is that whole case that we just gave about the Dacha Boy, the only thing you get below 10 Tvachim?
No.
10 Tvachim to the Muffin store. Which is the Rabbi McConnell's not 10 feet above it.
So well, you want to know what's the.
It wouldn't be a Shabbat anyway if it was above 10. If that Dacha Boy.
Wait, one second. So that's what I used to think. Until I still pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav disagrees. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that a porch is not a Chari Rishus Hayachid. In the Kuntres Achron, and this is pointed out by an article that I came across in Tavshin Mem Dalet, put out by the Kovitz based Talmud Bahara, and he pointed out this Kuntres Achron of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And basically he says that din of Dach HaBolek is that there's nothing mafsik. Once there's a window or a door in between, then it loses its status of Korah. And he says like this, page 38. No, I'm saying, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The article, yeah, one second. But since what? There's a Delos Mafsik, so therefore, it doesn't have a din of Chari Rishus Hayachid. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes. The Delos is so same that takes away. So the din of the Gemara, see, they didn't have like we have today windows in the time of Chazal, in the time of Shulchan Aruch, meant you had a opening in the wall. They didn't have like we have today glass panes and things. It was just obvious. So that was called a. So that's what this fellow writes. You take a look, a very nice article where he discusses. Right, even if it's open or closed, in other words, because
the fact that it exists, the doors
that can hack up the continuity.
So our window would also.
Right, so we wouldn't. So therefore, that's why in this article he tries to look for a hetter to carry on the porches, because he says Chari Rishus, and that's his first part on the bottom. He says Chari, you could have said it's a Chari Rishus Hayachid, and he says that that's
the Shulchan Aruch Harav, based on the sugya in Shabbos, about the sugya of carrying on the skofa, is mashma that on page 10, page 40 on the second column, page third line, Kunsh Dachron, Shulchan Aruch Harav, the emtzit dvar sheherif l'inyan delos lo nechshav l'mechitza. So he says, Kizem Hashemutu b'ziv sabitam chorish yisiyachid urak halom pasuach peir she'enu k'delos mo halon shalam rak pasuach mamish she'en shum dover l'hasos mo came etc. Oh. Okay, so Rav Shechter still holds that shouldn't make a difference. But others say that that once there's a Delos Mapsik, then you don't have a din of Karush HaSayyachat, and then you have to try to see if you have another Hector, either to have Faith Pasim, or Pas Dalid, or have the other possibilities, even for steps, and that. So basically, his Maskon in the article, you'll take a look, is to assume that that if you have a Pas Dalid or Faith Pasim, that will be good, even though the minigis are usually not relying on that to put up a Tzuris HaPesa. Nonetheless, it's serious that maybe the steps Taka could count, according to the Chasam Sofer, that says that Tosus is only according to the opinion that says that Asi Rabim Vatim Chitzta, but if you hold low Asi Rabim, it shouldn't make a difference, even you can walk on the steps. And others disagree and say that it doesn't, that Machlokas has nothing to do with that. Okay. Yeah.
If
what?
If you have multiple rooms in that house, it's only 8 bucks.
Yeah.
And then you dig out one room, but that room has doors, then you won't be able to count.
It has doors?
If there are doors within that room.
What do you mean doors within the room?
Like you dig out the bed, you know, it's 8 kappa 5 half.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of 10.
Right. Let's see. Take a look in the Rush, page 34. So the first point the Rush makes, we said that bias, she'ain toko ches, lamala is ches. So first point he writes, Perish Rashi, Afukim she'ain gag bolin, kutz l'mechitzta, v'shus harada, v'ain in the keres lo ben al gag, lo min guras. So this whole din that you can carry on top is only if there's no protrusion over the roof. In other words, if you have a roof like here, here's the roof. So you can, so make believe this is a lamala me'asara, so I can carry on top. But say there's a protrusion here. In other words, so that blocks the what? The good asik from coming up, so then you don't have the pizzas anymore. So then you're not going to be able to carry. That's number one. Right? Obviously, the whole basis at the top is the Rishus HaYachid, is because of good asik and pizzas, but if it's protruding, then not. And Pashtus is, even a protrusion kolduhu is going to stop the pizzas from going up. So the Hilchah Gagin Shalanu, Shaboltim Rashayim, the Rishus HaRabim, Lomintra Mechitzta, Havim Kamelis. He says that Gemara only applies to the roofs that don't have any protrusion, but most of our roofs, it protrudes more. So if it protrudes more, then it doesn't go up. So that's the first thing he writes. Then keep going. Then he writes, "Inamikon the chalom pasuch zustros." Davle chorishus yachin the redimish chalon arbar labah pasuch with God. Have the chorishus yachin up on God the leis lemechis. Right, so if you have if you would have a situation where, say,
it was protruding, right? So if it's protruding, you said it doesn't have mechitzas, so you can't carry on the roof. But what if you have a skylight, again, open. So you have, in a situation where the house is pocket 10 inside, right? So the house is 10 inside, so the body can carry in the house. Can you carry on top? So it depends if the gag is bolet or not. If the gag is bolet, then you can't, because there's no mechitzas on top, because the gag is bolet, right? So the Rush says, but if you have a hole in your roof, so then it's what? It's considered pasuach labayis, and therefore the whole roof becomes a chorer rishus hayachid to the house. And the male, you can carry on the roof even though no mechitzes, because the din of chorer rishus hayachid means it doesn't need mechitzes. It's a gag, it's a daf aboli, and a daf aboli doesn't need mechitzes. What?
Still, according to Shek, I have the same thing as a door, like a window.
No, we're talking about air. It's a hole in the ceiling,
right.
And the house is taka 10, but the problem is it's what
right.
It's protruding.
Right, but like our skylights would not.
Our skylights, unless you say that if you can open it,
right.
And. But that's the question, whether it's there's a delus or mafsik, does it still get the of karish with the yachin? So,
cool.
Right, so if, in other words, the normal case is, if you have a gaga bolet,
that means that the gag
throws out, so normally you're not going to have mechitzas to say good afsik.
Right, but you just have the karish with the yachin.
But only if there's a hole in the ceiling. To make it a chorus here. It'll
the
be a hole in the In other words, we want the gag to be a rishus hayakid. It's only going to be a rishus hayakid, mitam, zuras. But if it's bole, then it's
I'm
not.
Just meaning a little
bit. Oh, we'll see. If it's bole, then that hacks up the zuras. But if the bias itself inside is a rishus hayakid because it's 10th fakim and there's a hole, so now the hole is a rishus hayakid from the house to the ceiling to the roof rather, and therefore even though it doesn't have mechitzas midin good asik because of the gaga bole, so the mela it doesn't matter because it'll be a din of chori rishus hayakid.
Is there a limit on what is there a core? I mean, let's say the roof is gigantic, you know, the house is 100 by 100 and the roof is 500 by 500.
Yeah, once it's open to the Rishus Hayachid.
That's clearly Rishus Hayachid when the Rishus Hayachid itself is 1/5 the size of the core.
Well, yeah. Usually it doesn't come up that way, but there is a big discussion in the postkin of what is the shear of the bleeper. Like, what shear? Even a little bit? So, Tosus, on Pei Tes, famous Tosus, seems to say only Dalet Tfachim. That's on the top of page 30, Pei Tes on the days, where he writes, no, we'll see him up to a rough of Dalit. He's talking about whether it's Roch of Dalit. So the Bir Halacha, take a look at the Bir Halacha on page 37. Gaga Bolet. Hine Magar Abram Simshin Ein Dalit Tukon Hei, Egi Dasa Toistis, Adapkut Shabolet Hagag Nechut, page 37. Kishir Dalit Fokh. Dazi Chalosu Shetach Shem Karmelis. So Toistis says Dalit Tfachim, right? So the way some explain, you look at the Marsha there on that Tosis, is a totally different shot. In other words, what's the idea of Dalit Tfachim? So you could say, like the Chazon Ish's Mashma, that unless it's Dalit Tfachim, it's still, you could still say Guras. In other words, it's still Nichlal in the Mechitzis, right? It's still Nichlal in the Mechitzis. Once it's Dalit Tfachim, it's not Nichlal in the Mechitzis anymore.
right? The mechitzas don't relate. The good mechitzas, gedasi, don't relate to it because it's right. That's one way you could say it. The Marshah says a different way, and the way some explain, or Shach explains this way, is that maybe the Tosis is learning. This is more the full pull. Is to say that Tosis holds the Rishus Hayachid Olam L'Rakia even without mechitzas, sort of like that. The Kayim and Dalit Fakim is a din that Dalit Fakim becomes a Carmelis, and the Mela, the roof is considered the Pasuach to that Carmelis, and it's Mifras L'Mokam Aser, and therefore it's Aser. It's much more, take a look at, it might, if anyone says it, the Rosh Hashanah.
Why isn't it just the Shir that it says, like the Rosh said, that it's included that it's not Nikah to the person standing on the roof?
Yeah. So, or you could say the Pshat and Dalit Fakim, that's the Levush Estrad seeming to say, is that if it's Dalit Fakim, it's a Mokum of Kosher Ba'atzmo, therefore the Mechitzas don't relate anymore. If it's less than Dalit Fakim, they still relate. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, in the Bir Allah, Stiva Saposki Mashma, Tafil Bole Hagag Mashahu, is still awesome. So you'll take a look to see how you learned it. To see.
Is there permanent blockage, or like trees, or like
branches? Maybe. And this is also relevant when it comes to, when you put the lechi, when you only have a 10 fucking lechi, and the wire is on top, and there's something blocking in the middle, you can still say gerasik to get from the 10 fucking lechi to get to the wire. What do we say? That once there's a blita, it's gone. So someone said, some people always say over, Moshe has in his chuvas about this also, that bridges it's relevant to when the bridge goes on top of the wall and you want to know what the status is of the bridge. To say whether it's only a mashahu or only valid tzvachim.
What's
the
top of the bridge?
Dalit Fakim, meaning the thing, the protrusion. Or is it, in other words, when the Rosh says if it's bolet, it's no good. And Tosis has the idea of Dalit Fakim. So the question is, Pashup Shat, like the Mishnah Berurah says, once you bolet a little bit, you can't go through. It doesn't go up. It's hacked up. What do we say? No, if it's a little bit, that doesn't count. That's to be a makom chashuv. Or do you say no? It's not midin the makom chashuv. It's midin that the belief is a bit of a carmelis and it's not.
But okay. It's the walls.
Well, if there's something that's stopping it, then it doesn't go up.
How's the bullet?
Look there. Here's the top of the building. It's a rishus hayachid because it goes up. So what if the God protrudes, so it can't go up.
Okay.
But now this place doesn't have mechitzas.
There's another case we mentioned
last time. Is it another case? Bowling. This is the case. This is the only case. Okay, so let's just review what we discussed today. We discussed the Darsh Hashus HaYakid. The first part of the shiur was to discuss how many mechitzas do you need for Hashus HaYakid. Shitas HaRambam is you need four mechitzas. If you only have three mechitzas, it's not a Rishus HaYakid, therefore it's a Karmelis, which is a Mokum Tor Min HaTorah. And therefore that's what the Rambam said. Depending upon whether you put a Korah there or a Lepi there, if it's a Korah, it's Mishum Hekka, then you still have three mechitzas. So it's not a Rishus HaYakid, even though you can carry Midin, a Mokum Tor that has a Hekka that you could seem to carry. But you put a Lepi, then it gets its fourth mechitza. And the Ravid and Rashi seem to disagree and say that no, it's three mechitzas is the raisa, and we said it's all dependent upon what's shot in that gemara. But the mogoi she'ena roi l'shikas. Rashi says it's foolish, so it only had two mechitzas. Now you try to put the third, and that makes it a deraisa. Where the Rambam learns she'ena roi l'shikas means it already had three mechitzas, and now you're putting on the four. Then we discuss the din of pel hamislake. Of the shear, that's it. Dalim tachasara, that it smokes four amos by the time that it reaches 10 fucking high, and that's the shear for a pizza. That's why Chazanish matted the sukkahs, even though they're shaky, because they still maintain the shear pel hamislake. We discussed, so what about our steps? Did you say that the steps didn't tell hamislake? Well, no. The whole idea of pel hamislake is because it's lo nicha hashmishne. But if you make madregas there, so then you, even though it has the right angle, it's not nicha hashmishne. Then we discussed the sugya of the house that was not ten tefachim inside, was ten tefachim outside, so therefore it has a din reshus hayachid on top with the din karmelis inside, and then we said only if the gog is not bolet. If the gog is bolet, then it loses its status of reshus hayachid on top. Then we had a discussion whether it's only if it's bolet dalet tefachim midin karmelis, or even if it's a bolet the mashahu. And then we discussed if you open up the, if you say there is 10 tefachim inside, but it was God was bolet, but you opened up a skylight, and therefore you still can carry on top. There's no mechitzas because we did carry reshus hayakid. And then we discussed whether a porch has a din of carry reshus hayakid, like Rav Shechter said, or like the Shulchan Aruch Harad that says no, that it doesn't have a din of carry reshus hayakid, because if it has. If it is a delus mafsekis, it's not korush hasayakid, then it comes out that your porch only has three mechises, then you have to have a tikkun beruch revis in order to carry. Okay, so these are some of the basic ideas to get our. If you go through the packet, I didn't see every point inside, but we saw the basic ideas, and you'll see. And then we discussed the chazanish. If you have an L shape, whether that's considered like two mechises or that's considered. Three mechitzas, and whether that's considered a Rosh Hashayachid min HaTorah or not. As I said, those that didn't get tomorrow's packets, right here. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, Mincha.
How soon after you put up?
Most of it puts it up.
He ended at 1. He ended at 1.
Right.
So, the guys were doing like, I guess,